Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Iris is looking for a second date update with a man named Craig. Hello, Iris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for coming on Second Date Update. Thank you for putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
We're going to try to make this as fun and not scary as possible.
Okay, good. I've actually been listening to you guys do this for years. I honestly never thought I'd be calling you for help.
Well, we love that you are.
Well, here's the thing. I wasn't going to call you, but my boss said that I should.
That's good advice.
Yeah. We all listen in the office, and we're all involved in each other's lives, probably too much.
Oh, wow.
So I told him about this guy. Yeah. And that he hasn't called me back, and they really said that I should do this. So Okay. Here we go.
Peer pressure.
I know.
It'll get you.
Well, let's start from the beginning. How did you meet Craig, and how did that first date go?
Well, we actually met online on Match.com. We went out once. He picked me up at my place, and we went to this little Mexican restaurant for dinner, and we actually were having a really good time. We had a few mango margaritas. We were just, really having good conversation, you know what I mean? We were just talking about all kinds of stuff, and we actually have a lot in common. We both went to UK, at different times, but we both majored in business. We both work in sales. It's crazy. Huh. I even play golf, and so does he.
Nice.
We love the beach and tropical vacations. We're both horrible drivers, which could be a problem. Who's going to drive? And he's accident prone, and so am I. I mean, it's just so much in common. It's crazy. But it was really good. We had a really good time. The chemistry was really good. In fact, when he took me home, he actually came in for a little bit. Now, it didn't get crazy. It's not one of those second date updates, but he did kiss me and it was good. And he left and I texted him and thanked him for a really nice evening. And he replied back, but then nothing. I texted him the next day. He never replied. I'm just so lost. I don't know what to do.
Okay. So when you texted him, was it basically just thanks for a great evening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He said, "You're welcome." And smiley face. So I'm like, that's good, you know.
Smiley face is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he just said, "You're welcome," that would be, okay, something's up. But
yeah, I mean, it felt really good. I mean, you know, so I seriously, I'm just at a loss for words. And I kind of just want to know, because everything was super good. I didn't get too drunk or, you know what I mean? We just had a couple margaritas, but enough to really be comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
Just to relax.
Right.
Okay. Any questions, guys? That was actually a pretty complete description.
Yeah.
You've obviously heard this segment before.
I have.
Not new.
Told you we listen all the time. That.
Second date updates are better with mango margaritas.
Yeah.
Right?
So true. I love those things.
So is conversation with another person. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break here. When we come back,
Okay. Let's
just call Craig. See what he has to say. Hopefully this will go well.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, you have your office to blame.
Okay.
I love that you're willing to take the chance, though. We'll call Craig next.
Okay.
As Second Date Update continues here on Cincinnati's Q102.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Well, Iris met a great guy named Craig on Match. They had a fantastic dinner, lovely time. They have a lot in common, and never hears from him again. And he didn't ghost right away. There was like a, hey, thanks for a great evening text. And he said, you're welcome, smiley face. But since then, that was the last she heard of him. And that's left her scratching her head, wondering what's up. So, Iris, unless there's anything else, we're just going to call Craig.
Okay. All right.
You ready for the call?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, is this Craig?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Craig, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102 Radio. How are you this morning?
It's probably not going to be a good morning if you guys are getting call me.
Now, why would you say something like that?
You've heard our show, obviously.
Yeah, I actually do listen to your show. I have, and I know sometimes you guys call. It's usually about second date update or something like that.
It is a second date update.
Uh-huh.
I suppose you know who specifically we're calling about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, he does. He seems thrilled.
Well, no, it's, you know.
I know.
It's cool. I mean, I'm not, you know, mad at you guys or nothing. I just kind of felt like it was, once I heard your name, I kind of felt like that's what it was, especially what's been going on.
Why? What's been going on?
It's really not a big deal, honestly. Just kind of not really surprised.
Well, Iris walked away from your date just thinking there was such great chemistry and you have so much in common. Like, why wouldn't you want to get together again? Is there more to the story? What happened?
Yeah, here's the thing. Iris is really sweet. She's really fun. There's just one major philosophical difference that we have when it comes to something that's very, you know, it's pretty important to me.
And what is that?
Room temperature.
Did you just say room temperature?
Yeah, room temperature.
You're going to have to expand a little bit on
how
that.
How big of a philosophical difference do you have on room temperature?
Well, I mean, for me, I just want to be comfortable. We went to her house, and I noticed she didn't have her AC on, and her windows were, like, wide open. And, you know, it's pretty humid at night, and I asked her if her air conditioning was out. And I was hoping that that was the case, but she said, no, it's not. And that she likes the smell of fresh air, which is fine. I have no problem with that. But she can't stand the vibe, you know, of rooms with stale air, like something about she doesn't like that energy or vibe or something. And her whole excuse was, you know, air is meant to come in and out of homes, not staying there, sending out the old energy and bringing in fresh new energy and life from the outdoors or some kind of crazy crap like that. And, you know, I don't know about all that stuff. I don't know if you guys believe in that or whatever, but for me, it was just hot as hell in there and I was just uncomfortable.
So this was obviously on a very hot night. I mean, I could see how that would be a deal breaker if both parties are unyielding.
Yeah, my boyfriend would not be able to date anyone that doesn't believe in air conditioning.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
Like, it just would not even remotely be on his radar.
It's so weird, because when you first said room temperature, I'm like, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard. But the more I'm thinking about it, like,
think about how much it affects your life.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, yeah.
Exactly. You know, and for the record, your boyfriend's a smart man.
I mean, he would like to think so.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's a thing of being comfort, like I said. That's all it was. I don't like to sweat unless I'm earning that sweat, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But in her house, I mean, I wouldn't even want to get to that point. It's just ridiculously hot in there. Like, it's crazy.
Okay, so, Iris, you're on the line with us. You had this conversation with Craig. It doesn't sound like you're very flexible on this either.
Well, I'm over here, like, seriously? I mean, that's so ridiculous. My house has a lot of shade. It's an awesome cross breeze. Only on days when it's like 100 does it get a little too warm. It wasn't even warm, and it's just unfortunate, really. I mean, I think we could have had a real connection. I mean, conversation was great, and you're going to throw in the towel because of air conditioning? Like, seriously?
Well, let me ask you this, Iris. Would you entertain the idea of maybe turning the air conditioning on sometimes?
Ooh, sometimes.
I just think that it's ridiculous that he didn't even give me the, like, he's like, I'm not going to call her back because she didn't have her AC on. I mean, that's just weird. Because, I mean, yeah, I probably would if someone else lived with me. I don't think I need it. I think this is, I just think the whole thing is ridiculous. Like, really?
You know, it is true that, like, if you do get a cross breeze, a good cross breeze going.
Yeah, but it's great. Hot, you know, like humid. And that's the thing. It's like sometimes you have to go into a space with air conditioning in order to be able to breathe correctly. You know, like my boyfriend has asthma and allergies, so we don't get to open our windows like a ton. We still, you know, we do, but he has to have that air.
I mean, I like the way I live. I'm comfortable with the way I live. So I'm not going to be forced to turn on air conditioning to save a relationship.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Craig. You started to say something.
Yeah, I have a question. Have you ever tried to be intimate or eat dinner in a sauna? Probably not going to be the most comfortable thing in the world if you've ever been in one. It's exactly what it felt like. So, you know, she thinks it's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous that she doesn't believe in running her AC. That's what
we all have such differences in our personal temperatures. I mean, just some of us run hot, some of us run cold.
We all have different comfort thresholds.
Also, your body adjusts.
Shut up, Grandpa.
I'm telling you, it does.
That's
give it
true.
3 or 4 days and it won't feel hot anymore.
They call it acclimation, right?
That's exactly what my grandparents would say. You know, we didn't have air conditioning when we were growing up. You kids today are all a bunch of pansies, my grandfather. You and your air conditioning.
It just doesn't. I mean,
I get
your body, it can adjust to the heat. It can,
you guys would be fighting about it all the time if you coupled up.
Yeah,
you would be. It would just be, I don't know. Every couple I know has had some form a thermostat argument at some point, even if it's over. I can tell the difference between when my AC is set on 68 and 70. I know it.
You're like, it's hot in here.
Yes.
I feel like it's hot in here.
For the love of Pete,
why
somebody
is it hot?
Please.
I would say too, though, like if he is paying the bill, then I would be like, absolutely, you turn on whatever you want.
Yeah, I just think it's good to open the windows and have the fresh air. And that's just, you know, it's like to each his own, but it's my house and I'm comfortable.
I agree 100%. I just have to be comfortable. And if I'm going to be uncomfortable going to your place, it's, you know, it's going to be kind of tough to go hang out, you know, because we're only going to be going to my place or different places where, you know, obviously we can be comfortable. And it's just not, yeah, I'm not comfortable at your place. It's just not comfortable.
Well, sorry, guys.
That's all right. Thank you, though.
Craig, we appreciate you taking the call. And Iris, at least now we know, right?
True.
All right. Well, we hope this hasn't soured you to Second Date Update because of the way it ended.
No, it's fine.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio family. And if we can ever help you out again, we'd love to have you come back on.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take it easy. Good luck to you both.
Thanks.
All right. If you need our help with the Second Date Update, just send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.